You are now listening to a proud member of the Disney Podcast family. Go to DizPodcastFamily.com to find more on this show and other great Disney podcasts.
This is Dylan White, and you're listening to the All Aboard Podcast. Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Like 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck. Nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, where are you from?
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of All Aboard the Disneyland Railroad. We are a bi-weekly Disneyland-based podcast in which the railroad takes us to a different part of the Disneyland Resort. I am one of your hosts, Jungle Cruiser, sitting next to one of my hosts, Hetty, up in his Providence. What up, man?
The sun's still out right now. It's crazy. It's not even snowing.
Wow. So, sun's out, igloo's down, I guess?
Almost. It's melting. We're almost in summer.
Yeah.
Sun's out, igloo's gone.
In summer!
And that voice you heard was Yo-Ho Joe from Sacramento. What's up?
What is up? How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're back. We're back on the...
And what? The sun's out here, too. It was 85 degrees.
Oh, now I got to pull out my phone and figure out what 85 degrees is so I can be part of the conversation.
It's hot.
Also, guys, the Suns are out here playing like crazy. The Phoenix Suns basketball team. This is now a basketball
podcast. I thought you meant suns out, guns out.
Hey, so no. Oh, wow. It was 29 degrees?
No, it was 85.
No, it was 29.
All right. Speaking of, we have about 29 comments we got to read from these Instagram posts.
Welcome to the All Aboard Weather Forecast.
We got from our behind the, what do we call it? Behind the scenes, behind Hollywood backlot.
Hollywood backlot.
The Hollywood backlot one. We've got Sasquatch. He writes, "What a great episode. Really made my day tons better. Michael was a great person. Some cool stories. With some cool stories. Also looking forward to Returnato. And watching it, the next Karate Kid with the kids." And it's one of those things that we hadn't seen in a long time, so we rewatched the next Karate Kid. And we're going, when once the site is fully up, I think it's, we announced it, it's in May, I think. You guys can watch that movie.
Mid-May, I believe.
Yeah, I can't wait for it, you know, check it out.
Yeah, I'm excited. So.
Yeah, same.
He writes, "Thank you so much. What an honor and a pleasure." That was from Michael himself. He wrote that back to Sasquatch. That's the cool thing about him, too, is if you comment or talk to him, he's going to, like, respond back to you. He's going to try to anyway. And then Sasquatch writes, "Thanks for the shout-out." oh, yeah, because Yo-Ho Joe gave him a special shout-out for the
R2-D2.
Yeah.
The pirate R2-D2.
We also have Bernie. She writes, "Finally finished the episode. It was so good. It really did sound like three friends having a conversation. Michael is in one of my favorite movies, The Book of Love from the 90s. Looking forward to Returnato." I think I'm saying that wrong, and I apologize. I'm not trying to say it wrong. Let's see here. So for other general shout-outs from Instagram, what do we got here? None there.
While you're looking, I want to kind of go back to that episode and... you know, thank Michael once again, because, I mean, it wasn't Disney themed, but we still tied in Disney. You know, he talked about some of the attractions on Florida, and, you know, he doesn't like a ride, so I'm like, well, people watching, that's a big Disney thing, too. So, but the fact that this guy, you know, he's a filmmaker, an actor, you know, but he takes the time to talk to fans and people, you know, and treat us like we're just friends. I mean, it really did play off in the, I hate calling it an interview, but it was just a talk. So, you know, once again, if you haven't listened to it yet, it is a great inspirational discussion with a very, very cool guy.
Right. Exactly. We got also real quick. Let's see here. We're going to tie these two together. So We have our new Discord, guys. So go check that out on our link tree on Instagram. It'll take you right to it. Join the conversation over there with us. Discord, DIZCORE.com. Sorry, www.DIZCORE.com. They just posted their latest design, which is going to come out in June. And it's that Toy Story and Outcast one we were talking about before. They also have their Iron Duck one that everyone was excited about, and that went really fast. So that's awesome because it looks like they're growing too. So any design they're going to put out, I'm hoping it sells just as fast. So,
and you guys can't see me on here, but I just made sad face because I missed out on it.
They also have I think they have the pins available still, which old JC got one of those, so it's coming in the mail soon. And old JC used All Aboard to get his discount too. So he used that All Aboard, one word. I discovered that the hard way. to get the, it wasn't really the hard way. It's just I tried it one way and didn't work, and then the other way it worked. So All Aboard,
the
one
easy
word.
Easy way.
Get your 20% discount, and you can also find them at Discord Apparel on Instagram for all their latest designs and everything else. They do live streams sometimes. Is that what they're called on Instagram?
Just Instagram Live, I guess. Or
Instagram Live, yeah. I'm you know, old man JC over here doesn't know what it's called. But
they do live stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
No, very cool because... Is that band that they show a lot? Is that part of the group? Part of the friends? Or
I don't. I should ask them.
Awesome. That band is great.
I know you're talking about. Yeah, they always show up playing the guitar and stuff too. Yeah, so I don't know. I should ask them. Yeah. So we'll ask them. Or he can respond when he listens to the show because they're big fans of the show too. So
we should get him on the show.
Awesome. Oh, we're going to get him on the show. So, so yeah, go check them out, guys. Also, one more thing really quick. On the Discord post we had on Instagram, it's kind of funny post. We have Upset in Disney writes, "Woohoo, thanks for the tag. I just learned what Linktree is."
Game changer.
It is. So. And then, that's all I have for now. I should have split that up a little bit, but hey, I wanted to talk about it right away. And... we also, real quick, I want to mention, we just did our bonus episode for our engineers featuring Miniature Mini JC. How'd that go, Hattie?
That was good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was the most cotton candy I've ever talked about in my life. So if you're a cotton candy fan, this episode is for you. So,
and pink.
Yeah, and pink. Yeah, pink cotton candy. You know, I don't know if it's the same in the States, but Blizzard of the Month here is cotton candy, and Ariel got it last night. Like, right after the show. It was pretty funny. But yeah, if you want to listen to that episode, you can head over to patreon.com/allaboard the Disneyland Railroad. And we'd like to shout out our engineers. So we'd like to thank Cousin Jenny, Bernie, Sasquatch, John, and Earl. Yeah, so thank you everyone for helping this train chug along, and yeah, if you'd like to join the team, I was gonna say crew, you can head over to All Aboard Disneyland Railroad on Patreon.
No. Anyways, we're gonna go talk about the third gate, third park. Talk about your guys' what you want to see, what you think's gonna be there. Mostly, it's gonna be us though, with those same things. So. Let's get on the railroad and take it over to that third park right now.
Your attention, please. The Disneyland Limited, now leaving for a grand circle tour of the Magic Kingdom. What?
Take you wonder by wonder. Oh.
everybody. The railroad got us over here to the third gate safely. So yeah, guys, what do you got? What do you got?
DL3, Disneyland Park number 3. Yeah, so everybody was excited about this, but right now there's no official... It's not going to be a third gate. It's actually just a plan for expansion for Disneyland, DCA, Downtown Disney, and the whole resort. So they did the mock-up photo, which everybody's been sharing, which is a really cool photo, which looks like it's around like the Disneyland Hotel, the Paradise Pier Hotel, part of Downtown Disney, and it looks like restaurants, like a Disney Springs type expansion, towards, and plus attractions. So a lot of people thought that was the new third gate, you know, but it was just like a little fun thing. Like there is stuff coming, but nothing's really been announced yet. And Disney is actually started a new initiative called Disneyland Forever, and this is a kind of like a little initiative where they're going to team up with the city of Anaheim, which, you know, we all know Disneyland fans that they really haven't been friends or on the same page for the last couple of years. So it seems like with the effects of COVID, they're going to actually start working together to build up the economy back in Anaheim and the surrounding county. So, but it's still exciting because this means we are getting expansion at the Disneyland Resort, but there's really no room to expand. So, you know, this is going to be planned very strategically. And they said expansion throughout the next, you know, what, 2 decades, basically? Or
yeah.
I know Ryan read something that.
Disneyland Forward, not Disneyland Forever.
No, sorry. I knew it was
That's a show, right? That's the fireworks show.
I know it was a... Yeah. I knew it was an F word.
So, basically, there looks like they're going to build 2 tunnels from Disneyland and DCA, either over or under Disneyland Drive. I don't really know how physics work or whatever, so there'll be tunnels. It looks exciting. We'll get some new rides, hopefully. Maybe a new show. There's a lot of water, which I'm excited about because I love water rides. So by the map, it looks like the rendering has a lot of water. So I'm hoping that stays and there's a lot of water. So.
Yeah, now a lot of people are guessing that it's like Neverland, kind of like the mermaid pool and all that stuff, which would be pretty sweet. So.
That's what I was thinking, but that where it looks like there's the mermaid, that's on the DCA side. And if there was that, it'd be on the Disneyland side. So I guess we'll see how close the renderings actually when things pop off. So
yeah, I think it's going to be way different. This is just a little like, hey, expansion.
Do you think we find out at D23?
I think so, yeah, which is next summer.
Sick.
Yeah, because I'm one of those who thought it was going to be a totally third park altogether. And obviously with the little art, the mock-up drawing you're talking about, there's also other pictures people are posting that it was going to be on the other side of, like, Catella, on the other side. You know, so I totally, like, that would be kind of weird because then you'd have to really build some tunnels or get a better transportation, because right now where DCA and Disneyland are, it's just a walk across the, what did we call it? Not the Esplanade. What did we call it before?
The promenade.
The promenade.
they are building on the other side of Catella. It looks like they're doing hotel, dining, retail. And it said there's one building that I'm looking at the guide that they put out, and it says theme park experience. So I don't know if they're adding like a little dark ride over there for free, or I don't know.
Yeah, and like I said, we have no idea what's planned. I think this is just them trying to get where the city, but yeah, that area is the Toy Story parking lot. And that's kind of and this is something I've said for years, is they need a Downtown Disney District 2, and you can attach it to a monorail. So you'd have that monorail coming down Harbor, and then you can have one. This is where it gets kind of like Disney World-ish. But you'd have a certain monorail that would go out of Disneyland straight back to Downtown Disney. But then you'd have another one that would go straight, like a switch track, or a different, you know, different one that would go to the new Downtown Disney down Harbor, Catella, you know, where the Toy Story lot is. And one of the renderings looked very similar, like Ryan said, hotels, restaurants, very similar to the style and look of Disney Springs in Florida, which would be very cool. There's some really good restaurants there. And to throw another hotel right there would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I agree, too. But I have way different thoughts of what I was going to talk about with this third park that I thought was happening to now. Now it's more of a it's a different discussion, I should say. And you guys did research, and you know, JC didn't do any research. I mean, I just was like, no, let me put it out there. Well, let's talk about it. So,
well, no, because it was really exciting, and there's nothing wrong with that, because everybody posted it as the third gate, and you know. Of course, we did, too, because we're excited. We're excited about Third Gate. We were hoping for it, you know, before they built Avengers Campus and Galaxy's Edge, hoping that those would be in a third gate, as much as that, looking forward to the Avengers Campus and love Galaxy's Edge. But but just the fact that they announced something like this, because we know the expansion is coming to Fantasyland, because they mentioned some newer fairy tale dark rides. So that makes sense. That kind of goes with the idea of that. I know parts of Cars Land was going to have planned like a phase two, almost like, I think I mentioned it a few times before, but like I saw an artist rendering of a drive-in restaurant, Cars themed, but it looked just like the sci-fi drive-in in Hollywood Studios in Florida, but themed to Cars. And I'm like, well, that's perfect. And it they is. Got a little bit of room in the back there next to Luigi's. So, I think this is just to get us a little bit excited for possible new expansion coming, and still included in that is the Princess and the Frog ring theming. They got ideas to do, and I mean, I know, like I said, Corey, I know you were excited. We were like, you know, what would we put in? And we could still do that because they are expanding everything in the resort. So attractions, restaurants, the Downtown Disney, same thing, new restaurants, hopefully a new movie theater. Because I still enjoyed watching movies when I was there. And,
right, yep.
You know, so, like I said, expansion at the resort is exciting. So, I think there's no reason why we shouldn't say what we think should go where and what should happen. So.
Right. Yeah. My first one was going to be, since they took out the ranch? What was it called?
Oh, Big Barber.
Big Thunder Ranch, right?
Yeah.
Well, the whole, not just the restaurant itself, but like the animals too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the jamboree, the petting zoo.
Exactly. So putting that, I thought, okay, third park, third gate. Even in the expansion, they could add that back in. That was, I don't know if it was popular, but people like seeing animals. Obviously, Animal Kingdom in you know, Walt Disney World is like there's room for animals in theme parks.
And I've said it for years, that area during the holidays was a hidden gem. They had a lot of cool stuff going on during Halloween, Christmas, Easter. So, I mean, that's one of the cool.
I was going to say that. Restrooms, you know.
So, yeah, definitely a hidden gem. And I was not mad, but I was bummed when it was axed.
Right. Yeah. So I was thinking for sure like a not necessarily a whole entire animal kingdom, but like a spot for animals. They could still do that in the expansion. I'm not sure they're going to, but, you know, there's room for it in people's hearts. Just like there's room for the monorail, not the monorail, the people mover track to be used somehow, some way.
Instead of a monorail, you'd have the people mover go into the Toy Story lot. I don't know.
No, yeah.
Safety
something.
Hazard.
Even if it's the slowest thing ever, like true. The, you know, like the, obviously the rocket rods didn't move. It's a moving thing that, okay, malfunctioned. That's why they shut it down. Even if this thing is a walking bridge, it would help crowd control as well, I think.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Like a little couple little viewpoints from certain areas.
I saw
imagine
this.
Imagine watching the entrance of Tomorrowland and being able to stand up there during like a parade or something. So, I mean, that would be.
Preferred
amazing.
Seating, preferred standing.
Yeah, I mean, make it standing because it's still a small track, so
yeah,
you'd have to
yeah.
have like maybe two layers of people. But no, that'd be sweet.
I saw a picture recently where it was like that people mover or that track was sad for somebody. They made like a sad face while the rest of Disneyland gets expansions and updates. It was just this lonely track, but that was at least my first one that I was that came to mind when I thought about this. That the whole animals thing, whether it's a petting zoo or the ranch, whatever it is, just something to do with animals. So.
What about you, Hattie? What would you like to see somewhere expanded in this new?
Well, I think obvious ones would be like Frozen, Moana, Tangled.
But like, you know, I was classics.
Yeah. But I was thinking, I'd really like a dinosaur ride. I like dinosaurs. And
like the movie Dinosaur?
Anything.
In the 90s?
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, they could use those characters, but, like, I just wanted some dinosaurs. I like dinosaurs.
Like Rex?
To quote Hattie, that's too universal. That's the Jurassic Park, right?
Well, there are dinosaurs
I'm
in Disneyland.
I'm kidding with you, bro.
But... you know, I just change it as like something original. I want something.
Well, they have
original.
A dinosaur ride at Florida at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I know. I'm super excited for that one.
It's just I don't want to spoil it. Okay,
is it good? Oh,
it is very. It'll be very familiar to you of another attraction.
Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah, exactly. Not as cool.
I would be excited for that.
Yeah. I like dinosaurs.
I haven't been on Indiana Jones in over a year.
Yeah, you should probably hit up the park, man.
Planning on it.
Gotta be from California.
Are you getting tickets for day one, Joey?
No.
gotta be from Anaheim for that. I'm just joking.
Yeah, right.
Specifically.
I'm planning on waiting till at least Avengers Campus opens.
Thinking July, August.
Yeah, I was thinking June, July.
Well, speaking of that, really quick, you kind of just to tie into what you said before and what you just said now is a third gate could have potentially. And this is it's too late for that now because Avengers Campus is going where it is, and Galaxy's Edge is already there. An IP park, you know, just to have its own thing.
You mean California Adventures?
No, I'm saying like they could have just had before everything was going where it is or where whatever. But like a non Disney. Well, that's what that is, right? The IP is because they weren't. They didn't start off as Disney. Now they were acquired. I don't know. Like I said, I don't do research. I just hear you guys talk about these IPs, and I just pretend like I know.
Yeah.
To be quite
Pandora
honest.
Pandora coming to California.
Right. Yeah. Pandora. Yeah. That is someone's comment. We have we'll talk about that.
Oh,
later.
Oh, really?
On,
oh, cool.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think so. I thought I read that.
I agree. I agree with Hattie. They should, because I don't want them to remove the older classics. Like, I mean, we're getting the redone Snow White, and I want them to keep Peter Pan and
oh, they're changing Peter Pan,
Alice, and Alice. But I'd rather them add the newer classics, you know, somewhere else to possibly the Fantasyland expansion, which has been rumored for years. So. A Moana dark ride would be awesome.
Yeah, I think Arendelle would fit really well where Mickey's Magical Map is right now. A nice big castle
I love that show.
Never seen
it. But the attraction that they have in Florida is amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. That'll be good.
And you guys are talking about getting an Arendelle as it was, but now there's an expansion, so it's Frozen. What are they going to do? They're going to do it, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because now they could... They could do what Epcot wasn't able really to do and tie in both movies. So,
true. There's probably a third one around the corner, right? They're definitely making that a trilogy.
I have not heard, but you never know.
There's too much money to make to not do it.
Exactly. But I'm for it. I do like Frozen. I like the sequel even more. And the characters are great, so.
You guys are on your own.
You don't like Frozen?
To me, it was overhyped, to be honest. Like, it was... Plus, it replaced one of the best Broadway shows ever in California Adventure. But that's got nothing to do with it. But the movie itself, to me...
What show's that?
I worked at the movie theater at the time. What's that?
I said, never mind.
You were working at the movie theaters when Frozen came out?
Yeah, and it was just so busy for like... It was just so overhyped. And then I watched it, and I was like, I didn't get it. I've seen it a million times now because I have kids.
I got an opposite story to that is my niece before she moved, she got tickets for a screening for it a month before it was released. And so I'm like, oh, it's a new Disney movie. We saw it at D23. It looks pretty cool. You know, let's check it out. So we went and it was really cool. So this is one of the first screenings I did in a long time. And They even had that full-size Olaf, you know, with a play, like the ukulele. Mm-hmm. And people were just walking by like, whatever, some snowman guy. Watched the movie, and we're like, wow, this was actually really good. My niece hates everything wintry and cold. She's like, I got a new appreciation for winter now. And I knew instantly, I'm like, all right, Let It Go. That is like a showstopper. That's going to be a classic Disney song, and it's going to be amazing. After the movie, everybody was taking pictures next to Olaf down in the lobby. And then we went to Disneyland a few weeks later, and it was right when they transitioned everything from Halloween to Christmas. So that was the first year they did the World of Color Christmas show, which was really cool, and it was highlighted by Olaf. They just got rid of the Tangled Rapunzel meet and greet in Fantasyland.
Oh, God, those lines.
And, yeah. And they added Anna and Elsa.
That was insane.
And so me and my niece were like, hey, they just opened. It was that weekend, too. They just opened the meet and greet, and nobody was really in line yet because the movie hadn't come out. And we're like, dude, we both knew. We're like, we better do this now, or you know, it's gonna be crazy. And we waited 15 minutes, if that, to see them. And,
yeah.
And then like you know, half a couple weeks later, the movie comes out and blows up like it does, and so we're like, okay, I can respect and say I love Frozen because we were ahead of the curve. So, you know, but
yeah, my mom waited 4 hours in that line for my little sister. It was crazy. 15
minutes.
Yeah, and I was working at a Disney store, and that's the only album they played for like a year straight. it was a little brutal, but...
And I worked for a Disney store the following fall when all the merchandise finally came for the holidays. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I can't work here no more. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cray cray.
So yeah, now that we talked about this Frozen podcast... No, I'm just joking. But yeah,
just let it go, I know.
I'll let it go. Yes, let it go. Hey-o. Can't wait for summer. Can't wait for summer.
For the first time in forever, the weather's so nice.
Like I said, when they gotta put that up somewhere, right? When Disneyland finally opens back up.
And the first time in forever. Sorry.
Anyways, all right. What else you got, Yoho Joe?
Well, I mentioned this, I think, on our other show, because we kind of brought it up a little bit, and the thing I want the most, and because we recently did a episode on the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, is I want a... They used to have a restaurant in Pleasure Island at the old Downtown Disney called the Adventurers Club, which kind of tied into the SEA back in then. Then they closed it down, and they shipped a bunch of stuff all over the world to different SEA-type attractions. But I would like that to see that come back to Disneyland in its own, like... Not necessarily like the Skipper Canteen that's at Magic Kingdom, but more of the Adventurers Club style restaurant, and with characters and you know clues and everything that ties all that together, would be amazing.
Kind of like I think you take a ferry or something to get out there. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
So you're basically just on your own. Literally, you're in an island. They don't have to call it Adventure Island or anything like that, but that would be kind of cool. Restaurant out there with characters and like you said, clues and.
That's where the water is
there
on
you
that
go.
Rendering.
There you go. It looks like Neverland now. It's for the SCA. That would be cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
So the more people like kind of get into the SCA, I think we'll get more excited about it. That's
right. Yeah. Nah, I like that. Maybe and not to get too other theme parky, Six Flags to mention. Maybe another big roller coaster. I mean,
I
do you think
they don't have room? I was thinking Tron, and then I was reading somewhere like. Showing how big it is, and then on the map, it's
big.
I think we're getting dark rides only.
Yeah,
which
and Tron is like a I don't know. To me, it's like a it's not a dark ride. I know that, but it's an indoor thing, right? Almost like Space Mountain, but it's like half and half.
Yeah. It's mostly indoor, but there's a couple elements that go outside.
See, I think that would be awesome, even if it's not Tron, just something like that, because obviously. Incredicoaster is not really inside. It has the little covers, but it's not inside. And then obviously Space Mountain is nowhere outside. But like a nice cross between those two, I think that's Tron, I think.
And I think the Tron roller coaster, which the only reason why I wouldn't want to see it unless they change it than the other two versions is the fact that there'll be three versions now. And I like the back in the day, you know, being that I've actually been to Disney World, I want to go to Paris, I want to go to the other parks. I like to see the attractions be different at different places you go to. for people that are able to travel. So I'd hate to see the carbon copy. But I think if they finally do a big Tomorrowland retheming, I think everything is game to go except Space Mountain. So they can totally redesign the whole land, somehow squeeze in, and where it wouldn't be squeezed in, but it would totally change the identity of any past Tomorrowland for them to make something successful.
I was thinking that too. Even if they took everything out of Tomorrowland and redid it and moved space somewhere else. I mean, with Galaxy's Edge, is Star Tours still... I guess it is needed. I like that ride a lot. So I don't know how you guys feel about it. So it's not... Can't just take it out. Star Tours. You can't just take it out.
Oh, yeah. I love it, but it just makes no sense for it to be...
No, I know.
There. But I do enjoy it.
What do you guys think about for transportation purposes, even if it's not, even I know there's tunnels and stuff, like bringing back the boats, even if it's just to get to, but it's not a third gate anymore, but you know, to get to the other side of the park. Because I never experienced the boats. I don't know when they took those out. I'm not old enough, or...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You know what? I think, you know, kind of going back to our collaboration episode with, LTP with Mark and Udi, it'd be a perfect opportunity to bring back the Skyway.
Exactly. That was my next thought. Is bring that back, even if it's just for transportation. If they make you get off on the other side, no matter what, you can't, there's no...
And I hate it. Oh, I mean, we love it, all Disney, but you know, we're a Disneyland podcast, and I feel like I bring up a Disney World a lot, but the gondolas at the Skyliners that are there are game-changing for transportation around there. Mm-hmm. And they could do the smaller version of it at Disneyland to bounce you around, I think, would be really great. Would be a great way, too, to take you to the Toy Story lot instead of a monorail, because it'd be easier to put that those pillars up than, like, a whole monorail track.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, like... Because everyone
should be Imagineers.
Treats the railroad as transportation, but I don't... For some reason, I don't. But these
I
other...
I call it relaxation.
Yeah, dude, I don't ever treat it as one... It's faster to just walk over to where you need to walk. I ride the railroad for other reasons. To do this show.
My dogs are barking. That's why.
Yeah, and because your dogs are barking. That's why you got to go just relax and get some popcorn in your Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket. That
for young
Joey,
people that don't
Joey
know
paid
that
for.
Term, that means your feet hurt. Now you run. I mean, like, in general.
Yeah. My favorite food is popcorn.
There you go. Maybe more popcorn stands, huh? Talking about food over there, huh? What food are they going to add over there? I know that's Hattie's department. We got...
It sounds like Mini JC's department.
Oh, okay. I got a good one.
Go.
I haven't eaten at this place, but it looks delicious. If they have a Moana section, you add Ohana's from Disney World, or like a type of Ohana's. The Polynesian Resort, the buffet. Oh. Yeah. That looks delicious.
That would be cool. I would be down for that.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm down for anything Moana and anything, you know, poly themed. So,
dude, they can put in my ride. My Hawaiian roller coaster ride. You talk about that. That was for Lilo and Stitch, but like they could put that ride over there. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I always wanted to see it over the water. Like it has to go over water for some reason for me. And World of Color is in the water over there, so you can't just put a roller coaster over that. But
no.
There's no room now, because it's all the lights are just like all over the place.
Yeah. I don't think we're getting any more roller coasters at the Disneyland Resort.
But that would, in the music, I mean, just saying, that's been my dream for a long time, ever since I heard that song.
If they, instead of like a loop, because loops aren't, you know, anything big and like, oh, it's a loop, but a corkscrew would be like, you know, surfing the pipeline.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, the
and
loop does
that would be
happen.
Sweet.
No.
Yeah. But of course, you ride in the roller coaster. Yeah.
There you go. That's another one of mine. That just came to my mind just now. I mean, it's been in my mind forever, but I wasn't thinking about talking about it in this show until just now.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'd love a roller coaster that it would be a small, like, go-go gadgets coaster for it to fit.
So much for expansion, possibly. Then. Man. What about an underground
roller coaster? It's not an expansion. It's cramming.
An underground roller coaster. Like... Pirate style?
More Space Mountain style.
No, I just meant like Pirates, because Pirates is underground.
Isn't that the illusion? Isn't Pirates not really underground?
What was that?
Pirates is underground, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You go down a waterfall and come back up a waterfall.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
Same with Haunted Mansion. I've heard differently.
No, I think Mansion's just in a big, like...
It's down below.
Mansion's underground, too?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I do know.
I hate to ruin the magic,
but... Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead.
You do it.
Don't at me, people. It's been around for 60-something years.
No,
the
I know.
Stretching
I know.
Room is an elevator downstairs.
So all you're doing is walking under the railroad.
Yeah.
To get to the warehouse.
They
sorry, kids.
Because it goes past the railroad. It was the first attraction to actually expand outside the railroad tracks.
There you go.
Boom.
There you go. Sorry, kids. We'll cut that out. I'm just joking. We're not going to cut that out. all right, let's get to some listeners real quick. Let's see what they got for us. All right, we didn't have many, but we do have Bernie writes, I read an article that said that there was a possibility of Arendelle, which you guys talked about, a Neverland, Tangled, you guys talked about that too, and a Toy Story Land. These are all cool possibilities, but Neverland would definitely be amazing. Three green hearts.
I think we have too much Toy Story spread out to have a.
That's the most. I think that's the most there because there's. You're right. I do. Well, I do think that
there's Buzz in Disneyland and there's Toy Story Mania, and then there's the Jessie ride.
Oh, the Critters.
Yeah.
The new.
Yeah, and then they have a store, just a Toy Story store. So I think we have enough. Like, I'd love a Toy Story Land because I grew up on that, but I don't think we're gonna get that.
Well, they had the Zoetrope at one point, which was the Toy Story. Remember that?
Yeah.
It
was the animation thing that with the strobe light.
Oh, yeah.
And it spun real fast. And
yeah. Right.
Looked and then like obviously live animation.
Then obviously the parade. You know, they have the...
Oh, yeah.
The Little Green Men.
Night, or not the Pixar green parade.
So it's like... Yeah,
the Little Green Men. The Green Army Men, I mean.
Yeah, the Green Army. And there's the Little Green Men store.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I think we have enough Toy Story. I'd love more Toy Story, but I don't see us getting it.
Yeah. Let's see. Disney Girl Sherlock 94 writes, I don't know why I have to read the name like that. It's the only way I can get it right.
But, it's okay.
Yeah. Also, thanks for the love, Bernie. Thanks for the love, Disney Girl Sherlock, all these years. I would love to see... Okay. Compose myself before I read this again. I read ahead. I would like to see Toy Story Land. We just talked about that. Sorry. Or Avatar, as I mentioned. I knew I read that somewhere. All right. We have Kona_Dub on Instagram writes, Wakanda! With Avengers Campus, Wakanda only makes sense on property. I think Zootopia would be awesome in real life. I agree with Zootopia because that would fit the animals, and then you can bring in the characters too.
I like our listeners' suggestions.
No, I know. Yeah, Zootopia would be. I'm with it. JC's with it. So yeah, we just had those three. So thank you guys for the love.
One thing I would like more that doesn't get enough love, especially in Southern California, is Coco.
Ooh,
that would be.
I agree. I love that movie.
We got the really cool little puppeteer thing that they do during the holidays. That looks cool, but I think it fits perfectly in the location, the area of LA. I mean, it fits perfectly, and I mean, anything from a restaurant to a dark ride would be amazing.
A boat ride would be so good.
I totally agreed. Like similar, going to the Mexico Pavilion in Florida, they have the Grand Fiesta Tour for the Three Caballeros, but get that, but Coco themed. At Disneyland.
Down. I'm in it. I like that.
I love it. But the Three Caballeros, I know I said that wrong, always reminds me of the fact that I missed Fantasmic, man. Sorry, guys.
Dude, you've never seen that show.
I have seen it, yeah.
I know, but you've never seen it again.
I'm never, I got you. I'm never going to see it again.
No.
And I'm never going to stop bringing it up.
No.
But, but no, I did like that show. It was actually it was new to me. We posted up. I know we were talking about the expansion, but that was something new that I hadn't seen ever. So thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I love it.
What else?
I can watch it even when it's not Christmas.
I just like how they did the float. They did the whole 3-point turn with it. Like, where are they going with this float? And there's like no room right there, but they made it
and
work.
It stops right in front of us. That's where they went.
Yeah. Shout out Alex. Big Smooth. I just want to tag that guy in this episode just because. What else we got? That's all I had in my head.
That was a good episode. I had fun.
It's not over yet. But it is. We're ending it. Yes, we're winding down. So
if they do an expansion to Downtown Disney, I keep bringing this up, but I want a Flynn's Arcade, 80s style arcade,
dude, that'd be
back
so cool.
At Disneyland Resort, because it would be honoring the past, that with the Atari Arcade, the Starcade, and even when they did Flynn's and the Mad Tea Party Arcade.
I'm down for that, except the way the world is with touching things right now, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, and also what I think where they can put it doesn't really need to. We don't even need the expansion to where to put a nice arcade is where, what's that bowling alley? Is it Lucky Strike? No, it's not called.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Is it?
I was not
impressed when I walked in there. For some reason, I was just not impressed the way it was set up. I'm a big bowler, but it's probably not catered to bowlers.
Who do you think you are?
It's always empty.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a big thing in the bowling world. Hattie, but they could put an arcade there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
And bowling alleys always had the best arcades anyways, you know, back in the day growing up.
Right. And that's right there by Dallas Point, right? Or the.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'll be.
That's exactly. Then you can go right to the arcade. That's what I'm saying. It's right there.
I'll be at wherever the milkshakes are. What's it called? Black Tap?
Is that a downtown Disney?
Yeah, dude, those milkshakes are so good.
I do got one more idea. And you can stick this still with a Moana-themed, Lilo and Stitch theme, even all the water that's in that one rendering. But I think Disneyland California area needs a water park. Would be cool. So.
I agree. Not that I would ever go there. I wouldn't go that often because I don't really go to water parks that often, even though I should. I'm in Arizona. But that'd be kind of cool. Water park,
a Disney World, yeah.
I
think it'd be sweet.
Because Disney World has two, right?
Yeah.
You don't agree, Hattie?
Would you rather have Coco Dark Ride or a water park?
A Coco Dark Ride water park. Because you could do it down the lazy river and make it a dark ride.
They give you you're floating on the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be sweet.
Speaking of which, really quick. A couple years ago, this is way off topic. Did you guys hear about that hotel that turned into a Taco Bell theme?
Yeah.
In California?
Vegas?
Yeah. I've heard of that. I think I've seen.
And they were doing like reservations, and they had like a whole thing with this hotel that was just going to transform into a Taco Bell theme. And they had the pool floats were little packets of sauce. The sauce packets?
Yeah.
It was
okay,
a temporary
yeah.
thing. Like, what? I didn't make Taco it out Bell. There, but. Okay,
so
back on the railroad. Sorry, guys. I just thought about that. We went way off the railroad in this
back
episode.
Back on the
anyway.
Railroad, not the this floaty episode, salsa packets.
We're way off the railroad anyway, so it doesn't even matter. It does, but it's
it
fine.
Is what it is.
All right, guys, let's try to park the railroad back in Main Street.
Yes.
Before we take off, we want to mention our sponsor, Discore Apparel. Go to www.discore.com, DizCore.com. Check out All Aboard's Discord on our link tree to check out Discord's new design. And other things too that are on our link tree. Go check them out, like TeePublic. We haven't talked about TeePublic in a long time.
We have shirts.
We also have coffee mugs. I took them all off of the. Public, but the coffee mugs I started to make again, and these ones are 1,000% this time. I used to think I was awesome when I had them before. Those washed off, as these guys could attest to, but these ones that I make now, they do not wash off. Apparently these are rated at 3,000 dishwashes, which is 50 years. I really don't know, but yeah, that's all my advertising I got. What do you got, Hattie?
We'd like to
go ahead.
Thank our engineers one last time, or one more time, not the last time. We'd like to thank Cousin Jenny, Bernie, Sasquatch, John, and Earl. Thank you guys for helping us, helping this train chug along, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, real quick, Don, if you want to hear someone else talk about the engineers, join the engineer crew, and you can hear Mini JC announce the engineers in that episode, yeah. The bonus episode. So.
You know, we got and a cotton candy name. I'm just kidding.
That has to happen again, because that was fun.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah, I think she's a little nervous. I got to get her her own mic this time and maybe hopefully less nerves, because she was nervous. There are certain parts where she wasn't and certain parts where she was like, the way she was talking, I'm like, yeah, she's a little nervous. I don't know. But
she was a natural. I seriously thought that one of us was going to get replaced. So
yeah.
And I still kind of fear it. I still kind of fear it.
I'm surprised I'm here tonight.
We'll do a spinoff show. We'll be like a whole like the Tiki Cast for DU. We'll just do Mini JC's Corner or something like that for All Aboard. I don't have time for that. I can't do that.
All Aboard the Casey Jr. Railroad.
No.
There you go.
Did you say JC Jr.?
JC Jr.
There you go. Yeah. All right, guys. I don't know where we're going next episode, but we'll see you in 2 weeks. No.
She's the
life is your restaurant. Life is your restaurant. Life is your restaurant. Life is your life is your restaurant. Life is your restaurant. Life is your restaurant.